This is Real Life with Lisa Jesswine on Empower Radio. EmpowerRadio.com. Here's your host, Lisa Jesswine.
Okay, so here's my question today, everybody. Are you feeling a little blue? Maybe orange? Touch purple? Does red sneak in? Okay, what does our pull towards color all about? Certain colors that we like. What does it mean? What are our life colors? And you've all heard about the word aura, but what does it mean? How do we find it? Can anyone see it? The woman with all the answers is Pam Oseley. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Lisa. Guy, I wish I had all the answers. I would have won that lottery.
Oh, I know. Did you buy a ticket? I did.
I did.
I think I got like one right on there.
I think we got one or two.
See, it doesn't help being intuitive, Pam.
No, it doesn't.
They always ask you, why didn't you get the numbers? It's like, I don't know. Anyways, Pam is a wonderful author and lecturer and color-filled sensitive. So tell us a little bit about auras. Let's just start with that because that word gets batted around a little bit. People don't always know what it is or how to see it.
Right. Well, it's an energy field that radiates off of everything, but especially off of living matter like us because we have so much vibrant life energy coming from us. So basically, it's an energy field. They used to, you know, centuries ago, they used to paint halos around people. Mm. That was their aura. They obviously had such vibrant auras and energy fields that people could see it. That's why they painted it. And what I explain to people is even if not everyone can see them, although, boy, you ought to see how many children are showing up that can see them now, mm-hmm. and animals can see them. Even if people, not everyone can see them, Lisa, we've all felt them. That's why you can feel drawn to somebody right away and just want to be able to be close to them or hug them or touch them, whatever. And other people, you go, I got to be leaving now. You don't even want to be in the same room with them because you're not liking their energy. You're not resonating or you're not compatible with their energy.
So that's
the aura.
That energy that we feel, whether someone's going da-da-da-da-da-da-da and they're vibrating at like a really high level, whether that is that they're angry or they're super excited. So those energetic feelings carry color.
Yeah, well, yes, absolutely they do. Well, everything's vibration, and color is vibration, and sound is vibration. So, yes, they vibrate to a different frequency, which shows up as color. And the way that I see the aura, now, I always like to explain to people, I feel like we all see things and feel things and taste things differently. That's why there's people out there that like Brussels sprouts, and I'm sorry, you are not tasting what I am tasting. So I believe that we also see colors or see energy fields differently, too. So run into a lot of people that see the same colors as I do and some people that see different colors, but it's not that one's right or wrong. It's just a different experience. So what I see are lots of different colored bands out from people, different layers. Excuse me. And the one or two bands of color, hold on, got a little frog in my throat. The one or two bands of color that are closest to the body are what I call the life colors. And those are the bands, those are the colors that reveal your personality type, the theme that you've chosen for this lifetime, how you are in relationship, what you need in a relationship, the careers that are going to make you the happiest and most fulfilled. It even shows potential health issues, how you handle money, how you are with kids. It shows everything in those two colors.
Whoa. And the good news is that we can all perhaps learn how to see these colors. Pam has a great sort of little test, right, on your website, lifecolorscity.com. And what is that going to, I mean, does that help us to see them?
Well, I've got two things. There's a quiz. So once we talk about the different aura colors, you can go on and take a little quiz and find out what your colors are. And then I've got written information. I've got videos for people that don't want to read anymore. And then there's also a handout. If you go on there right off the bat, it says learn how to see auras. And you just click on that and it'll send you automatically. It'll send you a whole instructions on how to see them or feel them or sense them or whatever, however you are, because everybody's different. Some people see them. Some people feel them in their bodies. Mm-hmm. Some people just get it psychically. So I hand out a whole sheet for free on that.
And do auras change? Our colors change?
The outer bands do. Now, first of all, you and I both have yellow in our aura. As much as yellows are nice people and we're pleasers and we want everyone to be happy and to like us, excuse me, ultimately we yellows don't like being told what to do. So I never limit anybody and tell them they can't do something because, you know, you and I don't like that either.
Oh, no,
so,
no.
You know, I was like, you tell me I can't do something, just watch this. So I believe anything's possible. In my experience of doing this for 28 years, I've only seen a handful of people change their life colors. Usually what changes are the outer bands. Those colors change all the time according to what's going on with the person at the time. So if all of a sudden they're working really hard and they're focused on making money, I see a lot of green showing up in the aura. Or if somebody's really angry, mm-hmm. all of a sudden red will show up in the aura, but that doesn't mean they're a red life color.
Okay, now since I have you captive here, go ahead and tell me what aura colors do you feel about me?
Okay, so let me explain to people. First of all, I categorize these colors into three different families. I see 14 different aura colors, and there are three different families. There are the physical colors, and those are red, orange, magenta, and yellow. Those are the colors that get what's real through their physical bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll get back to your yellow in a second. Then there's the mental colors. Those are the colors that get what's real by analyzing the data, the information, and those are four different types of tans and greens. And then there are the spiritual emotional colors, which you have two of. You've got blue, yellow, and violet in your aura. So in the spiritual emotional colors, those are blue, violet, indigo, crystal, and lavender. And those are the colors that get what's real through their intuition, through their inner vision, through their psychic abilities, something internal like a spiritual sense, an emotional sense.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, you have a lot of yellow, Lisa. And yellows are basically the big kids on the planet, okay?
Yay.
They're up. You guys are the cheerleaders on the planet. You're always, you know, laughing, fun. Yellows are here to bring joy to the planet and or to help the planet heal. Now, wait till I get to the blue and the violet with you.
Mm-hmm.
But yellows, by the way, the good news about being a yellow, Lisa, is yellows never look their age. So they never feel like they've grown up yet, okay?
If I do say so myself, I've handled my age very well.
Yes, and yellows need variety. Yellows want some of this and some of this and some of this. They have a hard time sitting still. They can't just do one thing. You don't belong sitting behind a desk taking care of the details. Those are tans. So yellows need variety. You guys are like big hummingbirds and butterflies. All over the place, right?
Yep.
Yellows are very cool. Now, you were also born with blue in your aura, but you added a lot of violet, Lisa. So blues are all about people and love. Blues come from the heart. They're very spiritual. They come from the heart. Blues, yellows laugh at everything. Blues can cry at everything. Blues can watch those commercials and tear up.
That's so true.
So blues are typically teachers, counselors, and nurses. They need to help. They need to help people. So, and the good news, Lisa, blues are the most psychic of all the aura colors. Blues just know things. They just know it. And if we blues go against what we know, we go, oh, man, I knew not to do that, and I did it anyway.
Yep.
So blues, it's all about people, love, spirituality, and blues love being in relationship. The funny thing is yellows and violets like freedom. If they're going to be in a relationship, yellows have to have playmates. Blues have to have something they can trust. And now we get to your violet, because you have a lot of violet in your aura now, Lisa.
Mm.
Violets are the mature, older souls. They need to reach the masses. They have to make a difference on the planet. Violets are here to shift the consciousness of the planet, to educate the masses, and to improve the quality of life for people. But violets have to do it big, where blues are okay, you know, just being with their friends or being with loved ones and counseling one-on-one. Violets like, no. We got to really make a difference here. So violets love to travel. They need to reach the masses. So violets I see getting drawn to the media. So they're on radio, they're writers, they can perform, they're speakers, anything that, you know, artistic, creative, writing, art, music, anything that reaches the masses through the media or creative forms. They also are, and you've got this one too, Lisa, violets get involved in teaching or psychology. And it's so cute because I can see your violets. Cute, watch this. Blues tend to rescue people. So if somebody's got a problem, they go, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, God, I feel so bad for you. And they want to help them. And violets go, well, okay, have you thought about this? What about this? They give advice. It's like, come on, inspire, empower. Let's get you going. Believe in yourself. You can do that. Or violets get involved in causes. They want to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of violets will also get involved in, not you, by the way, because you have too much blue and yellow in your aura, but violets will also get involved in politics and law. But blues and yellows don't like politics and law.
That's true. Now, can I ask this? If somebody wanted to have you read their aura, are they able to contact you through lifecolorcity.com for
a particular reading? Yeah. Yes.
Because everybody, you have to understand, Pam and I have never met, and I'm telling you that every single thing that she said about my personality and who I am is right on, right down to the funny part about me not wanting to get involved in politics, and that is so true. I could care less. But all the other stuff is right on, and that's so interesting, right down to the fact that today, for some reason, I chose to put on a violet shirt.
See? People do that all the time, Lisa. It's so funny when clients come to me, or I do this on the phone, I do this on the radio, I have my own radio show. They go, "Guy, I never wear this color, but I wore this color today." And I go, "That's one of your auric colors." I love that you did that.
I did. So let's talk about, is there any way, if we know our colors, let's say to help attract love into our life, is there anything we can do with our aura, our colors, to help attract that, keep it, change it?
Yes. Well, no, you don't want to change it. You want to be authentic, okay, right? We want to remember, live our true colors, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons I do this work about the aura colors and who a person really is to help people live authentically, live true to who they are. Because if you try to be something that you're not and then you attract somebody, it's never going to work out. So you want to be really authentically you. So it helps you to understand who you really are, give permission to be who you really are, and then once you understand what the other aura color personality types are, I have a whole thing on my site. I've actually got a dating site on that site.
Oh, so say what?
Yeah, I've got a match site on there so people can go and take the little quiz and find out who's compatible with them, what aura colors are compatible. Mm. I'll tell you who's compatible with yours as an example. But some of the aura colors are really compatible. They get along the best.
Mm-hmm.
And so I describe that. I talk about that in videos and everything. And then there's certain colors or color personalities that even with enough love and commitment, any couple can make it. But some of the colors are going to really have challenges. Like, for example, I wouldn't put you with, like, I probably wouldn't put you with a red or a green. Like, greens are very strong-willed. They're very smart. Now, your violet would be attracted to that, somebody really, really smart, but other violets are really smart, too.
Mm-hmm.
But greens, when they're out of power, man, do they get bossy. They really like to tell people what to do. They've got a control issue, and none of your colors like to be controlled.
Right.
So that wouldn't work for you. Greens like to be right all the time. And I'm talking about out of power. Greens in power are really smart, bright, quick. They accomplish things. They make money. But a lot of times with greens, it's all about money, and that would bother all three of your colors.
No, see, okay. And that makes sense. And you can, you know, to our listeners out there, maybe you want to find out what is your husband's color, or, you know, the new girl that you started dating, and then find out your colors and their colors and see how well they, you know, mesh together or what you need to work on, correct?
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So remember I said yellows need playmates, blues need someone they can trust.
Mm-hmm.
Because blues, boy, you cheat on a blue, that's the worst in the world to do to a blue. Violets need someone that inspires them. They need an equal. They need somebody they can fly with. Violets are like hawks and eagles. Mm-hmm. They need to fly high. So they need somebody who's adventurous, who inspires them, who communicates, who treats them like an equal, someone they respect, and somebody who treats them with respect.
This is just so funny because the last guy that I spoke to on the phone, it was like talking to Eeyore. And I'm like, come on, buddy. Yay, life. Yay. And I asked him, well, how did you get from this to this? And he says, oh, you don't want to know about that. Yeah, I do. I asked you about it. So
Right.
I need that inspiration.
Yes. And for violets, I see a lot of violets getting paired up with tans, but typically a tan would probably, well, you've got a tan yellow engineer, so that works for you, but they can't have too much tan because tans process, now again, your engineer, he's got a lot of yellow. That's the nice guy, the sweetheart.
Oh,
the,
he is.
The good guy, the pleaser. They're so sweet. They're so, and they can be patient, but tans can handle the details and the logic, but if you were paired up with a tan, now, and all the colors are good. There are no bad or good colors. We need all the colors on the planet, like a giant spectrum of rainbow. If everybody was the same, we'd be so bored.
Mm-hmm.
But tans are very analytical, practical, logical, and they do step one, step two, step three. They take care of all the details, and violets are 150. Come on, 150. Get to 50. Don't tell me about three and four. Get to the punchline. Come on.
That is so me. And, you know, colors do permeate every, you know, even our language. We've got, you know, green with envy, tickled pink, feeling blue, and all of you know. And one of the questions when I told somebody I was talking to you, just so happens one of my friends is going on a very important job interview, and she said, can you ask her what color I should wear on my job interview?
Okay, what's your friend's name and first name, and what color hair and eyes does she have?
Okay, her name is Carrie, and she sort of has reddish brown, and she has green eyes.
Reddish brown, is it light, medium, or dark?
Light.
Light, reddish brown, and green eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, she's got blue and yellow, and she's added some tan in there. Do you see how she's trying to figure out the details, take care of the details?
Yeah.
But I don't feel like she was born a tan, so be careful.
Okay.
The most empowering colors, well, see, it just depends on where she's, what kind of job she's going for.
Oh.
Because it depends on where she's applying for a job. What kind of work is she going after?
Okay, this would be something that's more in the technical realm.
Yeah, I knew you. See, didn't you hear me say tan?
Yeah.
You hear how I said she was going after a tan? I mean, she's added tan in her aura. Tans are very practical, analytical. Well, with tans, if you go after a tan career, if you want technical, if you're going after the engineering position, you want to wear kind of muted, calm, you know, a stable, down-to-earth colors.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's wanting to be in HR, if she's wanting to go out and do marketing, then she wants to do the violets and the blues. If she wants to do sales, green is a really strong color for sales because greens are the best salespeople on the planet.
No, that's very good information because, I mean, someone is going to go towards all of those different areas and what to have. Now, does this sort of carry over also into colors in your home and things we tend to either couches, colors that we buy or what we paint our walls?
It can, not always. Some people are very drawn to their aura colors, like violets tend to like violet a lot. But I've seen people with red overlays wearing a lot of red, and I go, no, don't wear red. That's worse than your red overlay. But a red life color, they're different. There's a red overlay and a red life color. Red life colors are like Madonna's red, and so is Sean Penn, Russell Crowe, very strong-willed, hot-tempered. And look how we use that in our language, just what you said, red with passion, red with rage.
Tickled pain, then you think,
And true blue, and I'm feeling blue today, that describes a blues personality, and happy face yellows and chicken yellow, that describes a yellow. Green with envy and green money, that describes a green.
That's really funny because someone has a nickname calls me chicken. So,
well, that's yellows are so, you know, they're happy face yellows, but on the downside, yellows can get insecure. They're afraid of doing it wrong and are afraid of getting trapped in something.
Mm-hmm.
So yellows, when they're out of power, they procrastinate. They think of all these great ideas and they don't get on with it, even if it's like, well, I'm really busy. And I go, yeah, but are you doing the big things that you want to do? No, but I'm just really busy.
Listen, Pam Osley, you stop calling me out because it's like you are peering into my head and it's freaking me out, girl.
I can feel you. That's why you've got the aura colors of all my best girlfriends. I love blue, yellow, and violet.
Oh, we love that. And so that's why it's so important. If you check out Pam's website, lifecolorcity.com, I mean, not only is it colorful, because I like the way you have all the different colors on it, but Pam interviews some great people. You can find out what your aura colors are. You can look into perhaps getting a reading with Pam, because there were some things, and I'm not going to go into it here, that Pam said that spoke directly to what I was thinking about as far as what I wanted to do in my career in life. And it's good to know that I'm right on the same vibe with what my colors are putting out, because I really do like that. Now, do you have to be an intuitive, a sensitive, a psychic in order to see these colors, Pam?
No. Well, let me just say this. First of all, Lisa, honestly, if I can do it, if you can do it, every human being can do it. We all have this ability. It's not a gift. It's an ability. But I think life is a gift. So it's ability, but more, some of the colors like blues and violets and indigos, they're more natural at being a sensitive and intuitive. Mm-hmm. Yellows are sensitive with their physical bodies. That's why you guys can, you know, be near somebody and go, ah. So yellows are more kinesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
The colors that have the harder time doing this are like tans, because tans get into their heads and they analyze it and they go, well, wait a second, that's not practical. What's the science behind it? How do you do it? Give me the steps. So they can't always do it. That, you know, it's tougher for them.
Mm-hmm.
And reds and oranges and magentas don't usually believe in this stuff. They're like, oh, it's all about physical reality, you know, and
right. Sex
and eating and, you know, drinking and strong-willed, right?
Yeah.
But they're not interested in this kind of stuff.
Now, if you're looking at somebody in order to, it depends about how far out from the body something vibrates, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
And so there can be different levels. And to me, that's the same thing with people that sort of keep a wall up around them. You can tell those people that you can approach and you feel like, you said, you just want to hug them or hi. And then other people that you get a sense of, boy, do they need a lot of space.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, tans tend to keep their auras tight to themselves because, mm-hmm. and they're, guy, we so need tans. All my siblings have tan in their aura. Guy I've been hanging out with for 30 years now has got tan in his aura. They're grounded. They're practical. They're calm enough to take care of the details where the rest of us are like, yeah, please take care of that because I don't want to learn how to do that. You, for example, violets usually have huge auras because violets need to be seen. And by the way, Lisa, you violets, you always got to do new projects. Always. Violets always have to keep expanding, reaching more people, doing new things. Mm-hmm. You guys get frustrated and bored if you can't get there. It's like, come on, I got big dreams because violets get accused of being unrealistic dreamers. Because your dreams are so big, but you have to do it or then you feel frustrated and unfulfilled.
True.
And you guys, and violets are supposed to teach by example. So if you guys pull it off, you can show everybody else they can live their dreams too. So violets usually have big auras and people that are really, and yellows a lot of times, really sparkly, vibrant, alive. Their auras just sparkle. But if people are damaged or afraid or they've been wounded, then yes, they contract their auras.
And there are ways to pump your aura back up, to feel better, all these colors. All this great information is on lifecolorcity.com with Pam Ousley. And we are getting to the portion of my program, Pam, that happens to be the favorite, and it is called the RL3. Are you prepared?
Yeah, am I going to get graded on this?
No, you're not, so it's okay.
Okay, well, have fun then.
Yeah, the RL3 is where we ask three fun questions at the end and let people know a little bit more about you, okay?
Yeah.
So here we go. Here's your first question. What song will you sing along with every time? It doesn't matter if you sound good or not.
Help Me, Rhonda.
Help Me, Rhonda. Help Me, Rhonda.
I just saw a Beach Boys concert last night, so it's in my head.
There you go. And that is a hard one to get out of your head. So yep. Help Me, Rhonda. Here is your second question. Please describe your first kiss.
It was so sweet. It was so cute. But I was doing it in private with this boy in second grade that I had a crush on, and then I looked around and everybody was watching it. So it was kind of embarrassing.
Oh, you had your first kiss in second grade?
Yes.
Look at you, little Miss Proactive.
Oh, well, we yellows, we like to kiss. Blues love boyfriends. Blue yellows, we have the Cinderella complex.
That's true. Do you remember his name?
Yeah, Rick Mullen.
Oh, does Rick Mullen know he was your first kiss?
I don't know. I haven't seen him. That was when I lived in Montana. I haven't seen him since, you know, second grade.
And so after that first kiss, we were like, man, no big deal. Or, hey, I want to do that again.
Oh, no, it was like, hey. Except for this time I got to do it so nobody, everybody's watching, because boy, did they tease me.
Oh, Pam, I'm so sorry that I took you back to such a tragic
Oh, it's okay. It was kind of fun. I had a crush on Rick Mullen, and I got to kiss him, so, you know.
It's not all
sorry.
Bad. Well, and this is the way we always end the RL3, is finding out everybody's fantasy name. And the way we do this is you take the name of your very first pet, and you pair it with the street that you grew up on. Pam, tell us your fantasy name.
Oh, my gosh, my very first pet?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh, that was Sabo. And then the first street I lived on?
Yep.
First street. Hold on, I got to go back. Clark.
Sabo Clark. That is your fantasy name, and that is a good one, Pam.
Oh, my goodness.
Sabo Clark kind of sounds like maybe a soap opera star, something like that, don't you think?
Or a scientist, or French scientist.
I bet you there's a lot of tan in Sabo Clark.
I think so, too, but I didn't choose Clark, okay? That was my family. I wouldn't have moved to that one. I live on Windsor now. That's royalty, Windsor.
Yeah, we like that. I bet there's a lot of purple and violet in that name.
There is.
We can do that. Well, we thank you, Pam, for being here. I loved all the information that you gave us. And again, it is lifecolorscity.com. Find out more about who you are and where you're going by using colors. Thanks, Pam.
Thank you, Lisa.